It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People gathered in downtown Denver again yesterday to protest the killing of George Floyd. Tashia Harper is from Denver, and she came to the demonstration with her two sons, ages 7 and 3. Harper says she debated bringing them, but decided to after recent protests stayed largely peaceful.
I'm just trying to get my kids a feel of, like, their lives really do matter, you know? So I guess I see all the people who support us, too. So I'm like, I want them to see that as well.
There were protests Tuesday in Aurora, Castle Rock, and other Colorado cities. Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey apologized Tuesday for his delayed response to the George Floyd protests there. Niskey spoke publicly for the first time since daily protests began Saturday. He says he thinks his silence has caused some misperceptions.
I do think that my delay has caused, I don't want to say violence, I just think it has created more of a need by the protesters to get their message out because they don't believe they're being heard by us.
Niskey says he's been meeting with community leaders and that he regrets that it's taken so long for that conversation to happen. State lawmakers say they will try again to pass a bill to outlaw the so-called gay panic defense. That's when defendants argue that distress over their victim's sexual orientation or gender identity caused them to commit an assault. State Representative Brianna Titone says she was shocked when her bill died in a Democratic committee last week.
Whenever we can close a loophole that allows people to get away with a crime, we should close the loophole. And this is people's lives on the line. Why should we toy around with that?
The Democrats who voted down the bill argued that the legislature needs to focus on the budget and the pandemic. Titone says she will try to reintroduce her bill this year. Temperatures close to 90 around Denver and in Pueblo this afternoon, 80s in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.